Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. User journey for the vice president. Mastering data analysis in financial services. In this stage, we're diving into the asterisk fundamentals of data analysis. This will lay the groundwork for your journey into the world of data, providing you with the essential knowledge to make informed decisions. As a vice president in the financial services industry, understanding data is pivotal not only for your career advancement but also for steering your organization towards success. So, let's embark on this journey together. Main content. Introduction to data analysis. Data analysis is the practice of inspecting, cleaning, transforming, and modeling data to discover useful information, draw conclusions, and support decision-making. Think of it as a powerful tool that enables you to sift through the vast amounts of information your company collects, helping you make sense of it all. In the financial services sector, data analysis can reveal trends in customer behavior, identify market opportunities, and enhance operational efficiency. For example, a bank could analyze transaction data to identify spending patterns among different customer segments, allowing them to tailor services and marketing efforts accordingly. Importance of data in decision making. In today's fast-paced business environment, data-driven decision making has become essential. Decisions backed by data are often more accurate and yield better results. For instance, when launching a new product, analyzing customer feedback and market trends can help you tailor your offering to meet customer needs, thus increasing the likelihood of success. This approach not only minimizes risk but also fosters a more strategic, informed business culture. Additionally, using data can help you track key performance indicators, KPIs, enabling you to make timely adjustments to strategies based on real-time insights. Key terminology. Data, information, metrics. Before we delve deeper, let's clarify some key terminology. Data asterisk refers to raw facts and figures without context. When processed or organized, data becomes asterisk information, which provides meaning and relevance. Metrics, on the other hand, are quantifiable measures that are used to track performance. For example, the number of new accounts opened in a month is a metric. Understanding these distinctions is crucial, as they form the backbone of effective data analysis. As you navigate your role, remember that the right metrics can drive your decisions and business outcomes. Understanding data types. Qualitative versus quantitative. Data can be categorized into two primary types: qualitative asterisk and asterisk quantitative. Qualitative data describes characteristics and can be observed but not measured, such as customer satisfaction or brand perception. An example of qualitative data would be customer reviews on a financial product. Conversely, quantitative data is numerical and can be measured and analyzed statistically, like sales figures or transaction volumes. For example, the total number of loans issued in a quarter represents quantitative data. Recognizing the difference between these types allows you to choose appropriate analysis techniques and tools, ensuring that the insights you derive are actionable. Data collection methods. Surveys, interviews, observations. The quality of your data hinges on how you collect it. Common methods include asterisk surveys, which gather responses from a sample population, and asterisk interviews, which provide deeper insights through direct interaction. For example, a survey might be used to gauge customer satisfaction levels, while interviews could help uncover the reasons behind those satisfaction levels. Additionally, observations asterisk allow you to gather data in real time, useful in understanding customer interactions or operational processes. Each method has its strengths and selecting the right one is essential for gathering accurate and relevant data. For instance, using a combination of surveys and interviews can provide both breadth and depth in understanding customer needs. The data analysis process. Steps involved. Finally, let's outline the asterisk data analysis process. It typically involves several key steps. Defining your objectives. Collecting data. Cleaning and preparing data. Analyzing data. And finally, interpreting and presenting your findings. For instance, if you are assessing the performance of a new investment product, you would first define what success looks like. Your objectives. Gather relevant data, like sales figures and customer feedback. Clean it to remove errors. Analyze it to identify trends. And then present your findings to stakeholders. Each step is integral to ensuring that the conclusions drawn are based on solid, reliable information. If you neglect to clean your data, the insights you derive could lead to flawed decisions, potentially impacting your company's bottom line. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, we've explored the foundational aspects of data analysis and its significance in the financial services industry. By understanding the terminology, types of data, collection methods, and the analysis process, you are now better equipped to leverage data in your decision-making process. Remember, mastering these fundamentals is the first step towards becoming a data-savvy leader in your organization. Reflection questions. 1. How do you currently use data in your decision-making process? And what improvements can you identify? 2. Reflect on your preferred data collection method. What advantages and disadvantages do you see in using it? 3. In your opinion, why is it important to distinguish between data, information, and metrics in your role as a vice president? Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to seeing you in the next stage, where we will continue to deepen your understanding of data analysis.